This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You are listening to the Career Talk Straight Up No Chaser podcast, where we have honest, blunt, transparent conversations that can help you with your career. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. I have been recruiting for several years, both in the agency world as well as corporate America, and I have my master's degree in human resources management. And my passion really is helping people to find both joy and happiness in their careers. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. This is episode number 3, where we're going to talk about how you feel on Sunday nights. Let's do this. Hey everybody, how's it going? Stephanie Dennis here. Today in our podcast here, I want to talk about how you're feeling on Sundays. And I think this question is extremely important. How we feel the Sunday before we start our week, or how we feel the night before, right? So some of us don't necessarily work Monday through Friday, so whatever your schedule is, how are you feeling that night before you actually have to go back to work after you've had a couple days off? It's really important to think about this because this is going to give you a lot of insight as to how satisfied you are with your current position, and it might help you evaluate what sort of changes you need to make in your career life, as well as potentially just in general your overall life. So that's my question for you today. How do you feel on Sunday nights? When you're thinking about this, do you get really excited? Are you eager? Are you really energized? Do you get really motivated and you're just, you know, ready for Monday morning? You get up and you're just jazzed and ready to go. Or on the flip side, on Sunday nights, do you find yourself feeling really bummed or maybe depressed? Maybe you feel exhausted, really stressed or anxious. Some people feel really overwhelmed on Sunday nights when they're taking a look at what their week is going to look like, you know, really dreading going into work, or, you know, and some of us even get like physically sick. So I remember at one point I had a job I hated. I dreaded it. It was miserable, and I would physically get stomach aches Sunday nights, Monday morning, the whole day. And when I got home, magically felt better. But then later in the night, I would start to get those same stomach aches. So ask yourself, you know, give a true, honest evaluation. How do you feel on Sunday nights? I would encourage everyone to write down just your thoughts. I think there's something really special that takes place when we put pen to paper on how we're thinking. So take some time to evaluate that and think it through. So if you're part of that first group of emotions, you know, if you're excited, you're eager, you're motivated, you're energized when you think about Sunday nights, I want you to pause for a second. Just pause and think about that. That is something so special. I think there's so many people that want to feel that, but not everyone is there yet. So I want you to just have a really overwhelming feeling of gratitude if you're in that first bucket, because that is something amazing. And if you have that, I would encourage you to tell your friends, not in like a bragging way, like, oh my gosh, I had the best job ever, ha ha, you know, not like that, but encourage your friends, like, show them that they can be happy. And if it's, you know, the company that you're working for that is giving you a lot of those positive emotions or feelings, you know, maybe some of your friends could join the company that you work at as well. And, you know, maybe they can start to better so enjoy their careers. So if you're in that second group, I really want to let you know that you can have the career that you've always dreamed of. And I think it's important for you to know that. And I'm not saying it's going to be handed to you on a silver platter, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But I think a lot of people get so discouraged by the day-to-day the day-to-day frustration, the day-to-day overwhelm, the day-to-day stress that we sometimes lose sight of the light at the end of the tunnel. So I want you to hear me when I say you can have a job that brings you joy, that brings you happiness, that gets you excited on Sunday nights, that gets you motivated and energized and, you know, jazzed and ready to go. Let's talk a little bit more about the second group of people. You know, Sundays can definitely be hard, and I totally understand that. I've had several positions, several companies, several jobs where Sundays were my least favorite time of the week. You know, I very clearly remember how horrible I felt on Sunday nights before I had to go to, you know, one specific job is coming to mind. In reality, like a customer service position, and I was doing like phone work. So we would take incoming phone calls, and they spun it as a sales job, but it really wasn't at all. It was people were trying to cancel accounts, and it was our job to stop them from canceling. So it was like literally the worst job ever. Terrible leadership. The C-level folks in the company were great, but my immediate leaders just were terrible. There's like no other way around it. And I hated the job, and that just makes it worse, right? When your leaders aren't that great leaders, and on top of that, you hate your day-to-day, you hate the job, you hate the minute-to-minute, and no joke, it was minute-to-minute dreading in this position, just being totally real with you guys. So, and I, like I said, I would get sick, physically sick. My stomach would hurt, it would get in knots, and I would just want to go home. So if you're in that boat, just know, like, there are other people out there in the same boat as you. However, you can get out. This is not the position you're going to be in forever. And we can get you into something that you really love. So I just want you to know that. So at the end of the day, if you're in that bucket, that second bucket, right, bucket of emotions, if you are a person who is overwhelmed and stressed and you get a stomach ache thinking about going back to work after a fun weekend, so like the one-offs, I want to be clear, like we're not talking about the one-offs, like you had such a fantastic weekend, it was so much fun, you're bummed about the weekend's over. I'm not talking about that group of people. I'm talking to the group of people who hate their job. It is miserable to them, you know. Those are the folks that I really want. I want to provide you with three options today. Three options that you can do to get yourself out of that situation. The first one is very obvious, right? Our number one option, if you hate your job and you hate your company and you hate your boss, is to find a new job. And this might not be the best option for everybody, but how are you going to know? So some signs that you would know this is the potentially the best option for you is ask yourself, do you like your job? Do you like the company that you work for? Do you like the role within the company? Do you like the person that you work for? How do you feel about the team you're on? The first thing you need to figure out is what about your role is making you dread going into work? What about that role is making your stomach hurt on Sunday nights thinking about Monday morning driving into the office? So figure that out, whether it's the role itself, so your day-to-day, whether it's your leader, so your manager, whether it's your team, whether it's the company, think about that. So I'd encourage you to literally write out your thoughts on those bullet points or those questions that I asked. And then after you figure out how you feel about the job, the company, your role, the person you work for, and the team you're on, then you have a subset of options. So our number one option is to find a new job. And when you dislike your job or the role that you have, but you love the company that you work for, an option for you would be to let your manager know that you would like to explore other opportunities within the company. And some companies say you have to be in your current role for a year or 18 months or whatever have you. So if you're under that, you know, you might just have to stick it out. But if the company is amazing, it might be worth it for you to stick it out. If the company is not so great, we'll get to that. So just let your manager know you want to expand your skill set, you want to job shadow a couple other people. So maybe you, let's use my example, maybe you're in that customer service type of role, but you're interested in marketing or you're interested in IT or finance or whatever the case may be. Let your manager know you want to, you know, take some time to shadow a couple people in different departments to learn a little bit more about some of their options. And then kind of piggybacking off that, I would also take a look at the current job postings for your company. If you're not actively looking for a job, most people don't know what opportunities are currently available in their current company because you're not always constantly thinking about it, right? And that makes sense. So go out to the company website, take a look, what's available, what's open, what might be a better fit for you. So if you dislike your manager, you can also do the same options as previously mentioned, right? You can job shadow and you can look at internal postings. But you can also decide to leave the company and find a new job altogether, and that might be the best fit. Different studies have different percentages out there around this statistic. However, it's anywhere between 80 to 95% of people who quit their jobs leave because of their direct leader. So it's not the role, it's not the company, it's the person they work for. And it's unfortunate because I think there are a ton of amazing leaders out in the workforce, but I also think there are a ton of really shitty managers out there who lose really awesome talent because they refuse to develop themselves as leaders. So, you know, and sometimes, like I said, maybe your best option is to leave the company and go look at a better opportunity that is going to make you less miserable. Because I promise you, once you are happy in your work life, everything else in your life gets better. Everything. I guarantee that. It's kind of, you know, people always joke about work-life balance, and I don't necessarily believe you ever have truly a work-life balance. I think life is not ever consistent enough for us to have a work-life balance. And so what I mean by that is sometimes you have a lot going on at work, and you have to sacrifice a few extra hours a week, you know, to give to work. And sometimes you have a lot going on in your personal life and you have to put in, you know, your minimum. Maybe that's 40 hours, maybe it's 32, depending on, you know, what your schedule is, so you can take care of your family and what's going on at home. So when I say there's not a work-life balance, I say that meaning it's kind of an ebb and flow situation. Sometimes work is high and home is a little bit calmer and vice versa. Our first option was to get a new job. Our second option is to make your current job better. And what I mean by this is after you get very specific about what is making you hate your job, you can have a conversation with your manager on some ideas on how to improve your situation. So let's say as you were writing out your answers to some of the questions I asked earlier on what is making you so upset on those Sunday nights, and maybe you have realized that it's your workload, or maybe, for example, it's your schedule, or, you know, it's something along the lines where you can have a really open, honest, candid conversation with your manager and see if you can't change that. Maybe your current schedule is 7 to 4 and you're not a morning person and you would rather work 10 to 6. I don't know what the situation is, but I would encourage everyone, if you really like your manager, you like your day-to-day work, but you're just really unhappy because of something that seems a little bit more on the simple side, something like the scheduling or, you know, something along those lines, talk to your manager, have a conversation, see if you can make something better before you just say, screw it, I'm out of here. So sometimes the grass is greener, but sometimes it's not, right? And that's just life. So if it can be an easy fix, I would encourage you to have the conversation. Maybe it's not a schedule thing. Maybe it, like I said, it's your workload, and that could be good or bad, right? Maybe you don't feel like you're being challenged enough and you want to take on more responsibilities and more tasks for you to do. Or maybe it's the flip side of that. Maybe you have way too much work and you can't handle it all and you need help. You need someone to take some of that work off your plate, or you need your manager, your leader to tell you what your priorities are and kind of give you that that permission to set aside the things that aren't important. Recap, option number one, find a new job. Option number two, make your current job better. And option number three, stick it out. Can I say this really isn't an option though? Like, I put it there because a lot of people do it. I gave it to you as number three because I hear a lot of people tell me how much I hate their job. And then they hate their job some more 6 months later. And then 6 months after that, they're still hating their job. And they're just kind of sticking it out. So it's there because people do it. But I don't feel like it's an option. I think we are in control of our careers. And if you're not, you need to take control of your career. Because no one else is going to have a vested interest in your career, a higher vested interest in your career than you are. Period. End of subject. It's your career. You need to make sure you're mapping it correctly. And I strongly believe everyone deserves to enjoy the work that they do, enjoy their job, and find that best fit. I really do believe that. No one should be miserable going into work every day. Nobody should get stomach aches on a regular basis because of work. That's not healthy. That's not normal. It's not okay. You have to take control of your career to make it better. You have to. Here's what I want to leave you with. So our options again, we're going to recap. Number one, find a new job. Number two, make your current job better. Or three, stick it out. There are several ways to improve your work life. You know, sometimes that's being open, honest, candid with your conversation. Maybe it's doing a job shadow to see if there could be a different position within the company that's a better fit. Maybe it's taking on more responsibilities on different teams within your company. And maybe it's finding a whole new job with a whole new company. You need to decide what's going to be best for you. If you do hate your job, you dread Sunday nights, you're unhappy with your work life, please do not do nothing. Do something. I'm begging you. Do something about it. Don't take the passenger seat to your career. Get in the driver's seat. Take control. And here's the thing, because when we hate how we spend our working hours, we're overstressed. We have less energy. We're unhappy. And it's a domino effect to every other part of our life. Think about it. You have a really crappy day at work and you come home and you're crabby to whoever's at home waiting for you. And maybe you wake up the next morning and you're crabby from the day before, and now we have a domino. Vice versa, if you have a really amazing day at work, you come home, you know, you're really happy, you're in a good mood, and that same domino can affect you the rest of the week, the rest of the month. So what you do on a regular basis, day to day, for your job matters. And that's what I really want everybody to understand. So you and your family deserve for you to be happy and to have the life that you want. And you can get there. So my final question I want to leave you guys with is, how are you going to take control of your career? What's going to be the first step for you to do in the next 24 hours to help you take control? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I know you guys are busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me. I hope you found this information helpful. As always, thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. Head over to findingthebestfit.com for more information, podcast show notes, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and have an amazing week.